The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the Sage from South Central, the Prince of Pico Union, the Czar of Common Sense, the Great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. So much to cover between now and the close of the program. I want to talk to you about a letter I got from a Chicagoan about the school finger high we were talking about the other day. Also, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris have both said that Michael Brown, the man who was killed by the officer in Ferguson, was murdered, meaning that life was taken unlawfully. Never mind the Obama DOJ completely cleared the officer. And Trump is being accused of preferring Nordic immigrants, according to a host of a show on MSNB Hee Haw. Obama routinely praised Nordic countries for their values and character. No one called him racist. But first, it's a letter I received from Jay. I don't know whether Jay is male or female. I ran into some Bernie Sanders supporters in Berkeley, California yesterday. Seems like they were trying to drum up support for Pinko Boy. One of them, a lady, tried to talk to me, and she was stunned when I told her I supported Trump, since I'm a black guy. I told her that I felt the economy was being run well and that I supported Trump's policies. She went on a crazy rant about how Trump was ordering his goons to kill dark-skinned people, and I replied that he has never said such a thing anywhere, and she knew it. She then tried to blame all the current killings on President Trump, so I asked her if the random killings that happened while Obama was in office was his fault. That stumped her. She then started yakking about how Obama couldn't push through his good policies when he was president because he was black and constantly in danger of being assassinated. The letter goes on from there. Let me just address that part about in constant danger of being assassinated. All presidents are in constant danger of being assassinated. The question is whether Obama, because he's black, was in more danger than his predecessors. And the answer is no. PolitiFact checked it. Headline, no evidence to support claim about threats against Obama. And they talk about how Julian Bond, then the head of the NAACP, was on the Colbert Report and said, and I'm quoting him, this is March 6, 2013, the incidents of threats against President Barack Obama are greater than for any president in modern times, close quote. Keep in mind, Bond is the same guy who said that George W. Bush got his picks from the Taliban wing of the Republican Party. He said that both before and after 9/11, verbatim. He also said that the Republicans want to have the Confederate flag and the swastika flying side by side, so consider the source. Secret Service Director Mark Sullivan told Congressional Committee that the threats against Obama had not increased 400%. Quote, the threats right now are the same level as it's been for the previous two presidents at this point in their administrations. End of quote. It's a lie. There was no spike in assassination threats against Trump compared to his two predecessors. It's a lie. Just as it's a lie that white racism is on the increase when, in fact, the willingness to express negative views against blacks and Hispanics, according to a recent study, is in fact down. Not up since 2016. Sad news, a California Highway Patrol officer was killed, two wounded in a shootout on the 215 overpass in Riverside near where my brother Kirk lives. Suspect fatally shot. Suspect was driving a white GMC pickup when one CHP officer pulled him over. Police are investigating why the man was stopped in the first place. The officer called for a tow truck, was filling out paperwork when the man went back to his pickup, pulled out a rifle, and opened fire. Shot and killed the officer. Sheriff's deputies and local police responded. One officer killed, two wounded. And a Marine was killed in Iraq only days after the Pentagon warned of an ISIS resurgence. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders says that climate change is a bigger threat to the global community than ISIS. I got this letter from a Chicagoan named Roger. Fascinating, you played a clip from the documentary about Finger High School in Chicago. I attended Finger many, many years ago. The principal, Liz Dozier, talked about gang warfare at the school and in the neighborhood. When I attended, it had several times as many students as it does now. Yet during the 4 years I attended, not only did no one get shot, I never saw a single fight, as in none, zero, nada. Something else, and I think this is relevant to the current hype about gun violence. During my entire time at Finger, I was a member of the Army ROTC, following my older brother's footsteps. Near our ROTC classroom, we had an armory where all the rifles and other ordnance were kept. At the other end of the hall, we had a shooting range. Yes, in the school, a shooting range. Since we had to practice shooting on a regular basis, we could walk down the hall to the range with our rifles. Yes, we walked down the hall with our so-called weapons of war in full view of whatever students and teachers happened to be around in the middle of the day. Not only did it not cause a panic, no one even batted an eyelash. And back then, after we were through, we had access to an enormous amount of firepower, yet it never crossed any of our minds to commit any act of violence of any kind. End of quote. The documentary to which I referred is called, I shouldn't call it a documentary, it was a reality series. They followed three people in Chicago. They followed a principal of a high school on the south side called Finger High. They followed the then superintendent of the police, and they followed the then mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. It was maybe six or eight parts. I can't remember how many. But the one I was fascinated with is the principal, Liz Dozier. Here's another segment from Chicagoland. She discusses a student shot in a drive-by shooting.
I've seen you in the program. You're a tough cookie, Liz Dozier, as a principal at this high school.
Thank you.
You have to be to perform the incredible work that you do. But just to see this happen to kids, especially those who seem to turn it around, that has to be tough for you.
It is. I think it's tough for us as a community. I mean, at the end of the day, people can say what they want to say, but these are children we're talking about. I mean, Lee is not even 20 years old yet. And so when we think about children being shot and killed across not only our city, but really our country, and especially in our urban centers, it's just completely unfortunate. This really speaks to the fate of our country and our cities, what's happening in our small community as Roseland.
Notice anything missing? Not one word about the breakdown of families. Why was it safe at one time and no longer safe? Now, both Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris have tweeted about the, quote, murder, close quote, of Michael Brown. Here's what Warren said, quote, 5 years ago, Michael Brown was murdered by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Michael was unarmed, yet he was shot six times. I stand with activists and organizers who continue the fight for justice for Michael. We must confront systemic racism and police violence head on. Here's what Kamala Harris said. Michael Brown's murder forever changed Ferguson and America. His tragic death sparked a desperately needed conversation and a nationwide movement. We must fight for stronger accountability and racial equity in our justice system. End of quote. What they have effectively both said is that the Obama DOJ allowed a murderer to walk. Not only did the Obama DOJ clear officer Darren Wilson, but the DOJ declined to file civil rights charges against him. The officer was cleared by both the St. Louis grand jury and by the Obama DOJ. Here's what the St. Louis grand jury said. The St. Louis County Prosecutor, Robert McCullough, quote, they are the only people, 12 people, who have heard and examined every witness and every piece of evidence. They discussed and debated the evidence among themselves before arriving at their collected decision. After exhaustive review of the evidence, the grand jury deliberated over 2 days, making their final decision. They determined that no probable cause exists to file any charge against Darren Wilson, and they returned a no-true bill on each of the five possible indictments. The DOJ filed an 80-page report reaching exactly the same conclusion. So Warren and Harris are accusing the Obama DOJ of letting a murderer walk. Is this thing on? I don't think this thing is on. Is this on? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
I hear Epstein died in prison. What happens to his estate now? Does the IRS step in and grab theirs? I think they get, 35% of that? And then after that, all his court cases can go on? I just wonder if the IRS gets in there first. Thank you.
Hi, Larry. I know this message won't make the air, but what happened to Jeffrey Epstein this weekend, we all know it wasn't suicide. And even now, the NRA should be pushing back even more against any more gun control. How can we trust the government who can't even protect a high-profile case like this? It looks like Clinton's now, with Vince Foster, have taken out two people. Amazing. Clinton's two, justice, nothing. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Can we just say this again? So this facility is run by the Department of Justice, meaning William Barr's.
That's correct. And on top of it, it is a facility that has been relied on to hold some very high-profile prisoners, including El Chapo. I believe Manafort was there. Paul Manafort was held there for a period of time. It is considered to be a very secure place. I mean, El Chapo escaped from prison a number of times. They weren't going to throw him into something where he would have that opportunity again. This is supposed to be a top-notch facility. Again, how did it happen? That investigation is got to be launched soon.
Okay, that's strange.
Update, the warden of that facility was fired or transferred, relocated. They can't fire you in the government. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactory.com studio. This is day number two, week two of our summer campaign to help food for the poor, rush badly needed food, water, and emergency relief for thousands of displaced children and their families who've left Venezuela, that socialist paradise, and are now trapped along the border in Colombia. Many of you have asked exactly who gets the food, who gets the water that we're rushing to Latin America. And the answer is simple. People like Isabella. She's a young mother struggling to feed her kids. Now, Food for the Poor visited her tiny home, and she was asked, what happens when you don't have food to feed your children? What do you do? Now, this conversation may upset some listeners. I'm warning you ahead of time.
If they go to the garbage, they look for garbage, and they find food, that's what they eat.
What has she had to eat today?
¿Has comido hoy?
No.
¿No han comido?
No.
No, they haven't eaten today. ¿Comieron ayer algo?
Ayer no.
What does she give them when she cannot eat, when she has nothing for them to eat?
No, I don't.
They give them hot water.
What do you do when you have no food? I give them hot water. Now, a lot of us say things like, oh, I'm starving. Feels like I haven't eaten in a week. How about people who have literally not eaten in days? Hot water instead of food. So today, right now, please go to my website, LarryElder.com. Click on the Crisis in Latin America banner to donate. $100 provides 2,500 meals. $200 provides 5,000 meals. Yes, we have poverty in America. But do you know who's more likely to be obese in America? The poor. People don't starve in America. They starve elsewhere. They don't starve here. Now, $100 provides 2,500 meals, $200, 5,000 meals, but any amount will help. So please go to my website, LarryElder.com, or call toll-free 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-HOPE to help Food for the Poor literally save lives in this humanitarian crisis in Latin America. Again, LarryElder.com. Click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Or you can call toll-free 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-HOPE. Regarding Jeffrey Epstein's death, A.G. William Barr ordered that the warden be reassigned and that two guards who are responsible for Epstein be placed on leave. A department spokesperson said additional actions may be taken as circumstances warrant. So more on this down the road. Now, a pundit on MSNB Hee-Haw, a host on MSNB Hee-Haw, stated that President Trump has a preference for Nordic immigrants. Have you ever heard President Trump say, I have a preference for Nordic immigrants? Neither have I. Neither, by the way, did the reporter to whom he said it, MSNB Hee-Haw's Kelly O'Donnell, which I watched, so you don't have to. She pushed back. MSNB Hee-Haw, not Fox.
Let me begin with you, Kelly, because we know President Trump, he proposed this update last year, according to our own reporting.
He's talking about the changes to the immigration system requiring legal immigrants to make sure that they are not going to be charges on our society, that they can be self-sufficient, which I always thought was the rule anyway. So he's talking about that change, and he's suggesting that he's changing that just so that Trump can bring in more people from Nordic countries.
Let me begin with you, Kelly, because we know President Trump, he proposed this update last year, according to our own reporting. According to former Homeland Security Secretary, it's done or designed to promote immigrant self-sufficiency to ensure that they are not likely to become burdens on American taxpayers. We know the president has always had a preference for immigrants from Nordic countries. He's made that very clear as opposed to some of the other disadvantaged countries. Walk us through the impact on these immigrants. Why now?
Well, I don't.
Now, listen to this. This is pretty interesting. This guy just flat out said he's made it real clear he prefers immigrants from Nordic countries. You know, water's wet, sky's blue, Trump's a racist, and he prefers immigrants from Nordic countries. But Kelly O'Donnell, the reporter in the field, pushed back.
Act on these immigrants. Why now?
Well, I don't know that the president has expressed a preference for Nordic countries.
Whoa, Mr. Host.
It's done or designed to promote immigrant self-sufficiency to ensure that they are not likely to become burdens on American taxpayers. We know the president has always had a preference for immigrants from Nordic countries. He's made that very clear as opposed to some of the other disadvantaged countries. Walk us through the impact on these immigrants. Why now?
Well, I don't know that the president has expressed a preference for Nordic countries. That is something where I'm not sure where you're getting that from, but he has certainly said.
Whoa! I'm not sure where you're getting it from?
Walk us through the impact on these immigrants. Why now?
Well, I don't know that the president has expressed a preference for Nordic countries. That is something where I'm not sure where you're getting that from. But he has certainly said that he has an emphasis on merit-based immigration.
That is unusual. Believe me, that is unusual on MSNB Hee-Haw. Host flat out saying, the president on many occasions indicated his preference for Nordic immigrants. And she says, I don't know he's ever said that. I don't know where you're getting it. Wow. Now, I'll tell you somebody who did express a preference for people from Norway, and his name is Barack Obama. Headline, New York Times, Obama warms up to Nordic leaders. Mr. Obama has for years showered praise on Nordic countries, telling an interviewer not long ago, quote, if only everyone could be like the Scandinavians, this would all be easy, close quote. Is that racist? I'm Larry Elder.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Hi, Larry. You know, it's obvious to most of us, your listeners especially, us, that the liberal media and the Democrats are pushing and fueling the hate in this country. You cannot turn on the television, basically other than Fox News, and not hear about racism and hate and racism. It's causing the problems that we have in this country. I'm not saying that these shootings are on their hands, but I don't think it's helping. You don't get that stuff from Fox. You know, really just tired of hearing that, the hate about against Donald Trump and nothing good about what he's done. Not one thing good have they ever reported the honest truth.
In his announcement statement, Biden pointed to the 2017 supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The President Trump at the time defended his comment that there were very fine people on both sides.
He's the only president in our history who has equated racist and white supremacist with ordinary and decent people.
You know, he is yet to apologize. He is yet to condemn the white supremacist. He's yet to condemn those Nazis coming out of the neo-Nazis coming out of those fields carrying torches.
The president has committed appalling acts, not just obstruction of justice, not just lying 10,000 times. He equated Charlottesville neo-Nazis with good people.
I talked to the president that day, President Trump, told him what was happening in the streets of Charlottesville. He said he was going to do a press conference. I said, you go first, I'll wait for you. He came out and said there were good people on both sides.
On August 15th, President Trump announced an executive order to cut red tape from the infrastructure approval process. But you probably remember that press conference as the time Trump declared there were good people on both sides.
I don't think this president
can't get anymore.
I think he feel at home with what is going on. And when he reacted to what was happening in Charlottesville, there are good people on both sides. I cried.
Who's described Klansmen and white supremacists as very fine people.
And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides.
But the idea to compare these racists and not condemn them and the neo-Nazis and compare them to people who are genuinely decent Americans.
This is what the Republican Party stands for, though.
Standing up and defending white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and anti-Semites in Charlottesville.
He said there was very fine people on the neo-Nazi side in Charlottesville. He blamed both sides for what happened.
And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be
in America,
condemned
you
totally.
You have a right to be stupid.
I am white, so I apologize.
White lash. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, relieffactor.com studio. MyPillow, the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow and inventor of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, wants you to know that you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, worth every penny of it. However, with promo code Larry, it goes down to $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow, including the body pillow, excuse me, for only $29.99. Enter promo code Larry or call 800-890-1843 for these great radio specials. Richard is in Chino, California. Richard, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Yeah, hi, Larry.
Hi.
I would like chicken Alfredo, please.
Don't order it from Chris Cuomo. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Dave is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dave, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good. Love the show, man. I just caught you the other night. I was trucking through Philly, and it's great, man. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I just wanted to... You know, I'm not politically correct. I'm politically direct. And I just want to give you my take on racism in America. I find that whether you're black, white, yellow, a redneck, or blue in the face, an a-hole is an a-hole. And everybody's got their bad apples. And, you know, I go out the door every day to work, and I work with people from every color and creed, and everybody gets along just fine. You turn on CNN and MSNBC, you think everybody was bludgeoning each other's eyeballs out. So, you know.
Well, Dave, thank you very much for that. An a-hole is an a-hole. Confucius said, an a-hole is an a-hole.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Let me begin with you, Kelly, because we know President Trump, he proposed this update last year, according to our own reporting. According to former Homeland Security Secretary, it's done or designed to promote immigrant self-sufficiency to ensure that they are not likely to become burdens on American taxpayers. We know the president has always had a preference for immigrants from Nordic countries. He's made that very clear, as opposed to some of the other disadvantaged countries. Walk us through the impact on these immigrants. Why now?
Well, I don't know that the president has expressed a preference for Nordic countries. That is something where I'm not sure where you're getting that from. But he
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Holding in my baby brown libertarian fingers, article from the New York Times, May 13, 2016. Headline, Obama warms up to Nordic leaders. Quote, Mr. Obama has for years showered praise on Nordic countries, telling an interviewer not long ago, if only everyone could be like the Scandinavians, this would all be easy. End of quote. Headline in the left wing, The Inquisitor, January 17, 2018. Obama praised Nordic nations in 2016, wished everyone could be like the Scandinavians. Quote, although the context and media environment were different when Trump's predecessor Barack Obama praised Norway and its neighboring European countries, there were no political repercussions or controversy. Close quote. He was specifically talking about the Middle East. If everybody there thought the way the Scandinavians did, this would be done. We could solve this. Is he suggesting that the values of people in Scandinavia are different from the values of people in the Middle East? If only everyone could be like the Scandinavians, it would all be easy. End of quote. Can you imagine what would happen if you know who said that? Now, this MSNBC guest advises destroying whites for supporting Trump. His name is Ms. Stell. Ely Mystal, E-L-I-E-M-Y-S-T-A-L. He's executive editor for a legal site called Above the Law.
Is it the question, and I'll throw it all to the camp, how do you communicate that to people who are drugged by it? Right? They're already anesthetized by it. Anybody.
I've had people call my show in the past who are Trump supporters who are white who bluntly said, he makes me feel better to be white again. He makes me feel better about myself as a white person.
Yep.
They've literally said that, and they're like, I'm not racist. He makes me feel good about being white. A white person, and that we are suffering. Yep. We are a victim. He speaks the victimhood language.
Trump makes me feel good about being a white person, and that's racist? I have white friends who said that about Larry Bird. Never occurred to me that it made them racist. Larry Bird makes me feel better as a white person. Yeah. Who knew I should have taken umbrage?
So yeah. For them, we look at it as pathetic. They yeah. look at it as a champion.
You yeah. don't communicate it to them. You
okay, here is Ely Mystal. Here he comes.
Beat them. You beat them. They are.
He's referring to Donald Trump supporters. You don't communicate with them. You beat them. Charming.
They yeah. look at it as a champion.
You yeah. don't communicate it to them. You beat them. You beat them. They are not a majority of this country. That's the majority of white people in this right. country are not a majority of the country.
And
all the people who are not fooled by this need to come together, go to the polls, go to the protests, do whatever you have to do. You do not negotiate with these people. You destroy them.
You do not negotiate with these people. You destroy them. He then called for torches and pitchforks outside a Trump fundraiser.
Public. Right. People of color are already targets under this administration.
Right.
I have no problem.
People of color are already targets under this administration. Sigh.
It's shining the light back on the donors who fund this kind of racialized hate. I go further. I want pitchforks and torches outside this man's house in the Hamptons. Right. I've been to the Hamptons. It's very nice. There's no reason why it has to be. There's no reason why he should have.
I've been to the Hamptons. It's very nice. There's no reason it has to be.
Is she to be have a nice little party, right? No, I want people. There's no reason why people shouldn't be able to be outside of his house and making their
demonstrating
voices
totally
peacefully
yes.
understood that they do not they
totally.
Reject the rejected stuff.
I want people outside with torches and pitchforks to let them know peacefully
been peaceful protests outside Mitch McConnell's house, and I imagine there will be peaceful protests outside this, which is, again,
peaceful protests with torches and pitchforks. Again, what are you going to do with the pitchforks?
Oh, again, it's all speech, right? That's peaceful protest, the right to assembly under the First Amendment. Like, that is the way that civil, I mean, because what your point here, right, is like, how does civil society deal with what we're seeing, right? How does civil society deal with the most powerful person in the world, like painting a target on people's back and inveighing against the Congress people and saying,
painting a target on people's backs? You guys are getting the president reelected. You're hysterical. I told you I no longer have a very close friend who I had for 40 years. And before the election, we had an argument. And he said something that I thought was below the belt, and I told him. And I said, when Trump wins, I want you to go to the nearest mirror and look at it, because you are why. You're calling people who disagree with you racist. You're calling people who disagree with you fascist. You're calling me somebody who doesn't understand my own people. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I said, go to the nearest mirror when he wins, and you look at it, and you say, I did this by maligning people who disagree with you as racist, those who are black, as Uncle Toms or sellouts. How dare you? And when Trump won, I got a one-sentence letter from him. He said, you were right. I was wrong. Oh, yes, you were. Now, here's another pundit who asked, are you okay with the David Dukes of the world praising Trump?
If the racist think he's racist, are you okay with that? Are you okay with that the David Dukes and the Richard Spencers of the world praise Donald Trump? I mean, I know that as Republicans, we used to criticize Barack Obama because dictators and communists praised him. So why is that not the same analogy now when you have racist white supremacists that think Donald Trump is the second coming and praise him? That's okay with you?
Okay. Did you know that the Imperial Wizard of the KKK here in California praised Hillary, initially supported Trump, and said he was switching to Hillary? He says he did not believe that Trump was going to do what he's going to do. He says he's going to build a 20-foot-high fence along the border with Mexico, make them pay. How's he going to do that? End of quote. So this guy, heading up this chapter, switched to Hillary. We want Hillary to win. Did anybody suggest that maybe Hillary was getting some support from white supremacists?
It's the sage, Larry Elder. Do not leave town. Across America, the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. I was just at the mall and in a restaurant, and they're all kind of minorities. We were just all having a good time looking at kids, their children, and interacting. No racism. Seems to me when they talk about institutional racism, they can only be talking about the Democratic Party. I don't see it anywhere else except in the minds of Democrats. Thanks a lot. Bye.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. There was a columnist here in the LA Times, black columnist, what I call a victocrat. Victocrat is a race-neutral term, by the way, gender-neutral as well. It means somebody that thinks others are trying to oppress them, trying to hold them back. And she was talking about how some people moved into her neighborhood. They were Middle Eastern or something like that. And she was talking to her daughters about whether or not the daughters wanted to interact with them. And she said, what are you talking about, Mom? We don't think that. We don't think the way you think. Of course we'll interact with her. And she wrote, the mother did, the columnist, I was surprised that my daughter had evolved to the point where, are you kidding me? Racism for young people today, a non-factor. It's a non-factor. It's these adults that are doing this crap. Dog whistles to white nationalists, even though the evidence shows the contrary. A rise in hate crime. No evidence of that at all. 1,000 more police departments are reporting who never reported before because they were asked to. Professor put out a book about the alleged rise in hate crime, says the uptick is an aberration because of the new reporting requirements. It's a lie. Flat out lie. And when people are asked about their attitudes about legal immigration, overwhelmingly in favor of it, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, to a greater degree than probably ever before since the question has been asked. My goodness. Now, I asked you yesterday, do you think convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide while in confinement, or do you believe he was murdered? 25% say suicide, 75% believe he was murdered. Here's the one for tonight. Do you support banning so-called assault-style semi-automatic rifles? And I put assault-style in quotes because that's a term of art. It doesn't really mean anything. Do you support banning the so-called assault-style semi-automatic rifles? Yes or no. In order to participate, you must be a member of the Zip community. Go to your app store and search under Zip Poll USA and be sure and use my code SAGE. Quick question. Any of you up at 5:30 a.m. Pacific time this morning and see me on Fox and Friends? All right, just thought I'd ask. Domingo, call me tomorrow, and you can tell me the joke tomorrow, okay, Domingo? I'm Larry Elder. I will see you next time. Salute.
What can I say? Mamba out.
The mic has been dropped.
All across America.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
The Larry Elder Show.